Hello, I'm editor Sarah Laurie, and here's a roundup of the news, tips, and other resources you'll find this week on SearchSMB.com. In our latest infrastructure strategies tip, contributor Matt Bulch writes about how with just the right training and investment, ITIL can help SMBs define and improve IT best practices just as much as it benefits large businesses. Lou Hunnebeck compares the challenges of adopting Information Technology Infrastructure Library, or ITIL, practices to those of starting a diet. Lifestyle changes take some getting used to, and you'll probably still crave sweets. IT folks are ones and zeros people. They want a kit, said Hunnebeck, the IT Service Management Practice Director at CCN Inc., a New York-based ITSM and IT workforce technology provider. ITIL can be very frightening because it takes a certain amount of trust. It's really about changing culture, he said. But more SMBs are adopting the concept set forth in ITIL, which puts a framework around IT practices and aligns them with business strategy. A revised version of ITIL standards is expected to be released at the end of May, with new instructional materials to follow in about a year. Make sure you read the full piece online to learn about ITIL certifications and the upcoming version 3. In his latest tip, CISSP and contributor Joel Dubin focuses on virtual private networks, or VPNs. While the cost and maintenance of the setup and hardware needed for VPNs might seem daunting to SMBs, the growing number of telecommuters and need for the remote access have made VPNs necessary. There are two basic types of VPNs, IPsec and Secure Socket Layers, or SSL. Both create a secure encrypted tunnel over the internet, allowing for confidential communication over the web. Unlike encrypted communication, which is transmitted in clear text and could be read by anyone sniffing it along the wire, VPN traffic would look like gibberish. The difference is in how they create that tunnel. An IPsec VPN is a hardware appliance at the entrance to the network through which an incoming traffic from remote clients is routed. This is different from a normal gateway, which accepts any internet connections. The IPsec VPN appliance is dedicated to accepting only connections from remote clients. An IPsec VPN operates at the IP layer of the protocol stack. IPsec VPN users need software installed on their client, whether desktop or laptop, that connects to the VPN server. An SSL VPN is also a dedicated appliance for remote connections. However, it is more like a web server. It operates at the application layer, higher than the IP layer, of the protocol stack and acts more as an application than a network device. SSL VPN users need only a web browser to access the VPN. They go to the web page of the company's VPN where they sign in. An IPsec VPN connects a client machine to the company network. An SSL VPN connects an individual user to specific applications. A desktop or laptop connected by an IPsec VPN is just another machine on the network. An SSL VPN is a web application. Users are accessing specific applications on the network rather than the entire network through a web browser. Both have their security issues, though. And to find out what those are, check out the full tip online at searchsmb.com. Open source has become risky business for companies that fail to manage software being downloaded by users, reports news writer Seamus McGillicuddy. Finding help to keep things from getting out of control, however, is another challenge entirely. There are risks, including legal ones, associated with using multiple open source products within an organization. But those risks are often ignored by both vendors and users. One of the problems is there has been very little incentive on the part of the vendors to develop products, said Michael Gold, senior analyst at Cambridge, Mass-based Forrester Research, Inc. Penetration is spreading, but it's not displacing, Gold said. It's a small minority of what's actually in use, so the market opportunity isn't there. It hasn't hit yet. But that doesn't mean there aren't products out there. Raven Zachary, research director at the 451 Group, a New York-based research firm, said some vendors that offer open source support or maintain certified repositories of open source technology see an opportunity in creating tools that enable enterprises to manage open source like a portfolio. He pointed to OpenLogic Inc. and its OpenLogic Enterprise product, and Source Labs Inc. and its new open source management system. In addition to red flagging problematic open source products, these vendors also have put in place basic governance and workflows that help companies track what's being used and how it's used. Bill Cowell, the former CIO of the Oregon Department of Human Services, says governance of open source technology is absolutely critical. Find out about Cowell and his experiences when you read the full story on searchsmb.com. And finally, the U.S. Senate snuffed out a Republican-led effort to loosen Sarbanes-Oxley compliance rules for SMBs, reported senior news writer Linda Tucci. Some experts dismiss the 62-35 vote as political posturing. The real deal will come from the SEC and the PCAOB, promised SEC Chairman Christopher Cox. He said the SEC already, and I quote, has been very sensitive to the special concerns, unquote, of the smallest public companies by exempting businesses with less than $75 million in public equity, or some 6,000 public companies, from providing the audited internal control reports required by Section 404. But Cox also acknowledged the way 404 was being implemented was too expensive for everyone, and laid out the steps the SEC has taken to rationalize 404 for small businesses, including the extended deadlines for filing announced in December. He stated, "The reforms we're making to the SOX 404 process are intended to be of direct benefit to America's small businesses and the millions of Americans who work for them, invest in them, and benefit from all they have to provide our economy." All these articles, tips, and other resources are available this week on searchsmb.com. I'm editor Sarah Laurie, and thanks for listening.